are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Purport. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the absolute truth. For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tasted. Similarly, those who are engaged in fruitive, pious activities and who are ultimately hoping to be liberated from this material entanglement will never be liberated, will never be successful either, because they deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, persons who mock Krishna are to be understood to be demonic or atheistic. As described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, such demonic miscreants never surrender to Krishna. Therefore, their mental speculations to arrive at the absolute truth bring them to the false conclusion that the ordinary living entity and Krishna are one and the same. With such a false conviction, they think that the body of any human being is now simply covered by material nature, and that as soon as one is liberated from this material body, there's no difference between God and himself. This attempt to become one with Krishna will be baffled because of delusion. Such atheistic and demonic cultivation of spiritual knowledge is always futile. That is the indication of this verse. For such persons, cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedic literature, like the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads, is always baffled. Om Gyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kodavmaiham Dathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavatutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lodita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Stra E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Moghasha mogha karmano, mogha jnana vichetasa, rakshasim asurim chaiva, prakritim mohinim shrutaha. The previous verse, avajananti mam buddha, manashim tanamashrutaha. Then, avajananti mam buddha, Manashim Tanamashu, Param Pava Majananto, Mamabhuta Maheshwam. The fools, mudhas, deride Krishna. exactly the philosophy that people think is very advanced, is very high philosophy, Krishna says is the philosophy of fools. There are great swamis and philosophers who say that, yes, actually the Param Brahma, the impersonal absolute, is the ultimate goal, and Krishna is a manifestation of that absolute truth in terms of the material energy. That's their idea. That the Nirguna Brahma is on the ultimate platform, and the Saguna Brahma, it's Brahma, but it's picked up material qualities. And that Brahma contaminated or affected by material qualities, that's Krishna. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that these such philosophers, what to speak of being great philosophers, he may be happier someplace else. At his age, I don't think I'd be very enthusiastic about lectures either. Okay, you're excused. No. So, what to speak of being great philosophers? Krishna says they're donkeys. Asses. Mudha. Mudha means ass. Avajananti ma mudha. The fools deride me. Avajananti. Thinking that I'm an ordinary human being. Manasham. Manasham. Tanamasham. Parampav avajananti. They don't know my transcendental nature. Avyaktam. Avyaktim. Vyaktim apan. Avyaktam. Vyaktim apan. Na. Mam syante. Mam abuddhaya. Yes, the abuddhaya, the fools, those who are endowed with an inadequate supply of intelligence, abuddhaya, they think that I was impersonal before, now I've become personal. From the impersonal absolute, I've obtained this personal form. Krishna says they're abuddhi, they're foolish, less intelligent. And still people are going on with this philosophy and they want us to think that this is very great understanding. So here it's understood, not only is it not a great understanding, asarim, rakshasim, chaiva. In the previous verse, they were fools. Now they become rakshasas and asuras. Rakshasas means, just like Ravana, cannibals and man-eating demons. Rakshasas. We call someone a Rakshasa. It's very strong. And Asura, demons. Different ways of saying demonic. Rakshasas. Rakshasim, Asurim, Chaiva. Very strong language. Krishna doesn't pussyfoot. He doesn't mince words. Very strongly. Because they're deriding the personality of Godhead. It's not just that they have a different philosophy. Some say, well, I have my philosophy, you have your philosophy. Everyone has a different point of view. And I can understand that you might not agree, but Krishna says, they're insulting me. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchidananda Vigraha. My form is absolute reality. And they're saying, oh, you have a material body. You're just a manifestation of the absolute in terms of ignorance. Huh? If someone insulted, say, your brother or your father or your husband or wife that way, it would be a cause for, serious confrontation. But if they insult Krishna, oh, that's all right. I have my philosophy, you have your philosophy. So Srila Prabhupada was very strong. He outright said that you're not surrendering to Krishna, you've got some impersonalist philosophy, then you're a rascal. And not on his own authority, but what is that? Namam duskrita namudha prapadyante naratama maya pratigyana asurim pavamashuta. These four kinds of demonic or materialistic or duskriti, miscreants, refuse to surrender to Krishna. Vichetasa. Vichetasa. Vichetasa means they turn away from Krishna. Vimukha chetasa, indriyartha, maya sukaya vanamudvahato, vimudhan. Prahlad Maharaj says they're great fools. Why? Vimukha chetasa. They turn their faces away from Krishna. And where do they turn their faces toward? Indriyartha. For the sake of sense gratification. They'll turn toward sense gratification and away from Krishna. This is their demonic nature. Vishnu bhakta smitas daiva asuras tad vipariyo dvau bhuta sarga lokesvim daiva asura eva cha Vishnu bhakta smita daiva asuras tad vipariyo. Those who are the devas are those who turn toward the personality of Godhead. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Surya. And Asuras Tad Vipariya, those who go the other way against Krishna, away from Krishna, they're the Asuras. They're the Asuras. These two classes are always there, the godly and the demonic. One whole chapter in Bhagavad Gita is devoted to this topic. Daivasura Sampad Vibhag. Difference between the godly and the demonic. So the demonic, vichetasa, they turn away from Krishna because they want to be the center of everything. They want to gratify their senses. They want to own. They want to enjoy. Why should Krishna be the owner of everything? What about me? Why should Krishna enjoy? What about me? They make themselves the center of enjoyment and proprietorship. So, Krishna says, mogasha mogakarma. In this way, they'll be completely baffled. Because, prakritim mohinim shritaha. Shritaha, taking shelter. Everyone, the living entity, we have to take shelter of a superior force. Just like a creeper, a vine. A vine has to take shelter of something. Either a rope or a trellis or a fence or something. It's not like a bush that just grows on its own. It has to find something to grab onto, and then it grows. Living entities are like that. They need to take shelter of some higher force. So, Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritam ashrutam. Pajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutanam aviyo. The great souls, knowing Krishna to be the source of everything, take shelter of Krishna. They take shelter of Krishna's divine energy. They take shelter of Krishna's internal potency. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're addressing Krishna and his internal potency. And those who refuse to take shelter of Krishna, they take shelter elsewhere. Prakritim mohinim shritaha. They take shelter of the bewildering material energy. Material energy is bewildering. The living entity, it appears to be one thing, and it's actually another. The whole world is bewildered, enchanted by the power of mind. We take shelter of the material energy, and the material energy will always disappoint us. Moghasha. Moghasha means, asha means hopes, aspirations. Finally, they will be frustrated by Maya. Either today or tomorrow, it will be frustrated. Maya is frustrating. Material nature is frustrating. I want to go on. I want security. There's no security. I want permanence. There's no permanence. I think, just like that Duryodhana, he was in the palace of Maya Danava, palace of the Pandavas created by Maya Danava. And he got bewildered because where he thought it was land, it was water. Where he thought it was water, it was land. He got confused. So the whole material world is like that. We think it's enjoyment, but it's poison. We think it's happiness, but it's trouble. We think it's all right, but it's not all right. We think it's legal, but it's illegal. So many, we think it's, just like we were thinking earlier today about the cars, how the cars have made life so much easier, simpler, better. That was the idea. But instead, they've created a hellish life all over the world, polluting the whole environment, making noise everywhere. And because now you have a car, so before you had to walk 20 minutes to get somewhere. Now, in 20 minutes, you can't get anywhere. You have to get in your car and drive half an hour. What is your progress? But by Maya's arrangement, we think that there'll be a better situation, and somehow or other it becomes frustrating. It becomes frustrating. Without Krishna, everything will ultimately fail. Moghasha, all our great aspirations, whatever we aspire to build in the material world will finally be finished. Moga, karma, all of our pious activities, what will it do? Even if we go to the heavenly planets, kshine punye marcha lokam vishanti, we'll have to come back down. What is the use? Our material, whatever it is, any material plan, it can't work. Or it works, and then there's something we didn't think about. Just like Hiranyakashipu, there was something he didn't think about. He thought he had it all wrapped up, but it wasn't wrapped up. Maya works in that. Maya is very powerful, very strong. Mamamaya Duratya. Oh, Moga Karmana. All our good work will finally come to nothing. And Moga Gana, our mental speculative endeavors. Without Krishna, they simply puzzle the mind and they don't bring us to any conclusion. Oh, baffled. Moghasha, Moga Karmana, Moga. Moga, 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 baffled, baffled, baffled. Without Krishna consciousness, one is sure to be baffled. One has to understand Krishna. Minus Krishna, nothing can be successful. Because we're part and parcel of Krishna. If we leave Krishna out, Krishna is the supreme reality. If we leave out reality, then what are we left with? Illusion. And in illusion, what will we get? I may make $1 million in the world of illusion. If in a dream, if I make $1 million, what is it? I'll wake up and be baffled. Well, we're at night in some dream, but during the day also we're dreaming. We're thinking it's real. But whatever is in the daydream will be finished, just as whatever we were dreaming at night. Maybe lasts a little longer, but then it's finished. So, taking shelter of Maya doesn't work. And thinking that Krishna is an ordinary person is a great mistake. It's a great offense, therefore, to consider Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be an ordinary man. Those who do so are certainly deluded because they cannot understand the eternal form of Krishna. The Brihad Vishnu Smriti clearly states, Yo veti bhautikam deham krishnasya paramatmanaha Sasarvasmad bahishkarya shrauta smarta vidhanataha mukam tasyavalokyapi sachelam snanam acharet. One who considers the body of Krishna to be material should be driven out from all rituals and activities of the Shruti and the Smriti. And if one by chance sees his face, one should at once take bath in the Ganges to rid himself of infection. People jeer at Krishna because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their destiny is certainly to take birth after birth in the species of atheistic and demoniac life. Perpetually, their real knowledge will remain under delusion, and gradually they will regress to the darkest region of creation. Yo veti bhautikam deham krishnasya paramatma. Krishna is the paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who thinks that his body is material, that Krishna's body is material, should be driven out. Sasarva smad bahiskarya. He should be thrown out. And one should snanamatre, one should take bath in the Ganges with all one's clothes, just if one sees the face of such a rascal. People sometimes say, oh, Srila Prabhupada speaks so strongly. Srila Prabhupada isn't speaking more strongly than the Bhagavad Gita or the Shastras. These Shastras are speaking very strongly that no one should think that Krishna is an ordinary human being. That's simply, and Shishupal, simply criticizing Krishna. What good did it do him? Of course, it did him some good that he was killed by Krishna, so he got liberation. But Krishna is so kind that even the demons, if killed by him, attain the impersonal liberation, not the platform of devotional service. That's reserved for the Mahatmas. Mahatmanas tu mam parta daivam bhaktim ashrita. So, any questions?
Just about the demons and their liberation. Putana, she became Krishna's mother.
Special.
I know. Is there anyone else who besides?
Anyone else who got a position like that? No one comes to mind. That's not to say there's not someone. Krishna wants to be merciful. He can be indiscriminately merciful.
Prabhupada mentions in the purport that someone may be a devotee, but still...
Yeah, isn't that interesting? That it seems, you'd think from the verse that it's just about the really antagonistic parties, but here Srila Prabhupada says there may be those who pretend to be devotees or think that they're devotees. We see that there are those who are great devotees of Krishna, but their ultimate conclusion is that Krishna is a symbol for something higher. That means Mayavad. So Prabhupada says they assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness. They think of themselves as devotees, but their conclusion is that Krishna is impersonal. There's some one person was traveling in the with Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, I think, to Puri, and he Raghunath the Goswami was traveling, and this he met this person on the way, Ramdas, I think, and his very helpful and very eager to be of service and really devoted. And then when they got to Puri, they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so glad to see the Goswami and took so much interest in, and this other person, he just didn't even take notice of him. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the super soul in everyone's heart, he knew this person is a Mayavadi. That it's all this devotion. But what is that? Too much devotion is a sign of a thief. What is that? Ati bhakti charan lakham in Bengali. chora lakshan, atibhakti chora lakshan, that too much devotion is the sign of a thief. So sometimes we see that people, they're great devotees, oh Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan, but if you ask, find out what their philosophy is, actually I'm Bhagavan, you're Bhagavan. Huh? Or Bhagavan, by the kripa of Bhagavan, we can merge with Bhagavan. Something other than actually pure devotional service. So sometimes we find that. Some other question or comment or something?
So from what you just said before, it means just by being liberated, it doesn't mean you go straight to the spiritual world, but there are different levels, right? Impersonal liberation is different, you go to a different level, right?
Of impersonal liberation?
Yeah.
No, puede ser diferentes niveles de liberación impersonal. It's not possible to have different levels of impersonal liberation.
Entendí que cuando los demonios eran liberados por Krishna, entonces era una liberación impersonal. Entonces iban a una plataforma diferente. ¿Es cierto?
Sí. Hay dos plataformas. He's asking that when the demons are liberated from Krishna, by Krishna, they get different platforms. So, los liberados por Krishna generalmente obtienen la liberación impersonal. En esto solamente hay un nivel, porque todo es uno. So no hay diferentes niveles.
Okay. So that could be the case of the people who was killed in Kurukshetra?
Yeah, there are two things. Generally, the impersonal liberation, there's only one level of it because everything's one. So you can't have more than one level of oneness. But sometimes Krishna grants more than impersonal liberation. He grants entrance into his abode. That's for those who are very fortunate, those who are freed. Yesham tantagatam papam. Freed from sinful reactions. Fortunate. Then Krishna may sometimes grant them personal liberation. But the demons, they have to get the impersonal liberation.
So it means they don't need to come back anyway?
They don't have to come back in theory. But theoreticamente. But what happens finally is that this impersonal liberation they may attain, and it's theoretically eternal, but it's unconstitutional. So they finally glide down again. Patantyadho nadrita yushmanam. Hare Krishna.
But if Krishna personally kills some living entity, doesn't that living entity, whether he's a demon or not, go right back to Godhead?
No. Generally, back to Godhead means impersonal liberation. They don't attain the same destination as the pure devotees.
But they go back to the spiritual world?
Yeah, they go back to the spiritual world and hang in the Brahmajyoti. That means they can't take part in Krishna's pastimes. The most they can do is float around in the sunlight.
Would that be what Raul was talking about on the Battle of Kurukshetra?
Those who are demonic, who were killed at Kurukshetra, attained impersonal liberation. Otherwise, those who are devotees, they attained higher. Yes?
Didn't Kamsa get to Vaikuntha?
Kamsa? No. He gets... Of course, he was a special case because these demons, just like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, so they were actually devotees, but for play, they came back down. They came down here. Then again, they went back up. Well, that's a special circumstance. Yes.
Those who deride Krishna, you said the Krishna says you'll be doomed. You don't have. They cannot see the face of earth or whatever. But they are sinners, and that's why they. They probably sinned in their previous life or something, and that's why they don't understand Krishna, and they never got a chance to know who he is.
They have the
and
chance.
That's why they are saying,
No, it's not that no one's had a chance. This excuse, oh, I never got a chance. We've been here since time immemorial. Don't give me this, I never had a chance. You had the choice and misused it. Let me be vichetasa. Not that we're all helpless victims. But even the demonic, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can be purified as possible. Even great impersonalists, Jagai and Madhai also, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes?
In this age, in practical life, we go to college, work. Is there a simple way to identify whether demon exists within myself? And if yes, how can we...
Do demons exist within ourselves?
Because that is something that Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, but in our practical life...
Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita?
No, you were explaining this purport, right?
Mm.
So I'm just trying to correlate with our regular day-to-day life.
Yeah, if you don't surrender to Krishna, you're a rascal. Simple. Simple formula. Krishna says, Mam ekam sharanam braja. Ashradhana purusha das tarmasyasya prantapa. Prapyamam nivartante mrityu sangsaram. Otherwise, if we don't accept Krishna's message, Krishna says, then you don't attain me, you have to come back to repeated birth and death. It's up to each of us. But apart from that, human life is not simply meant for working. I go to school, I work, and now my business is finished. That's not the business of human life. Human life is meant for Krishna consciousness. The other things, what is that? Krishna says, Kamasya nendriya pritir labhu jiveta yavata jivasya tatvajigyasa narto yascheha karmapin pagodam itse. That life is not meant for sense gratification, that we should do what we need to do to keep body and soul together. And the balance of our energy should be used for spiritual realization. Nothing else should be the purpose of our work. Is that okay? Some other question? Is there? Is that a question?
I missed a lot of, like, most of the part of the class. I had a question, not from the class, but
okay.
A general question. We have a friend who's not exactly a Krishna conscious devotee, but he comes from, like, a pious background and was into what we generally refer to as Karamkand. Like, they would do, like, a lot of yagnas at home and believe in chanting of special mantras.
Mm.
He was quoting Bhagavad Gita once, and he said that in Bhagavad Gita it is said that Gayatri mantra is like the topmost mantra.
Where is that? That's in the 19th chapter.
How do we, like, convince, like, a new person that Maha Mantra is actually the Maha Mantra?
Gayatri Chanda Samaham. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, among meters, chanda, I'm Gayatri. But he also says in the same chapter, of fish, I'm the shark. Of gambling, I'm cheat. Methods of cheating, I'm gambling. So, not that, then, you know, the does it mean that the shark is now the, instead of worshipping, you know, Tulsi Devi, will worship the shark? But Krishna's indicating that wherever there's anything wonderful or glorious or splendid, vibhuti, that represents him. So when you hear Gayatri, or when there's Gayatri, or when there's a shark, or when there's the Himalayas, or when there's anything very notable, we can think of Krishna. That's, as far as I remember, the only place where Gayatri is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. and certainly not making the case in Bhagavad Gita that Gayatri is the sum and substance of everything. But we're taking our information from the Puranas, in Brihadnaradiya Purana. Harinama. Harinama Yadakevam. Chant the holy name of Hari. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajanasti Hekam Hangun. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. And elsewhere it said, in Bhagavatam. Yeah, I think so. That the Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but there's only one good thing, that just by Krishna Kirtan, Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. There are many other such quotations. So, Gayatri is all right, but that's for supporting chanting of Hare Krishna. It's not the whole thing.
Plus, as devotees, we know it's meant only for brahmanas. Like, just not anybody can chant.
Kind of the twice born, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya. But that's generally Gayatri is chanted three times a day. Trisandhya. Morning, noon, and dusk. But there are 24 hours in the day. What are you going to do the rest of the time? Mm-hmm. Narad Muni doesn't spend his time simply chanting Gayatri Mantra. Valmiki didn't attain, become purified by chanting Gayatri Mantra. Hanuman is not chanting Gayatri Mantra. So many examples. Why Gayatri Mantra? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kirtaniya Sadhana. So chant your Gayatri Mantra, fine. That's three times a day. And the rest of the time, chant Hare Krishna.
I have a question. Since the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, you know, obviously the strongest, since the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the strongest, you know, Mahamantra, so, and what could be a little silly question, but in the Bhagavad Gita, then why would they put the Gayatri Mantra in there?
No, Gayatri Mantra is only in one place. But Krishna, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. Yatantas chadrita vrataha namas yantas tumam bhaktya nityukta upasite. You can, he's saying Gayatri Mantra, but Krishna says, satatam kirtiyanto mam. The great souls are always satatam, chanting about me, Krishna. Stane rishikesha tava prakirtya. When Arjuna said to the Lord, when the Lord showed his Vishwamurti, oh, Rishikesha, the whole world is chanting your glories. Stane Rishikesha, Tava Prakirtya. Your kirtan, Krishna kirtan. So how can you say that Krishna kirtan is not in the Bhagavad Gita? Satatam kirtiyanto mam. Machchita madgata prana. Always thinking of me. How are you going to think of Krishna? By chanting. That's practical. In previous ages, that's all right. They could simply think. Dhyana. Krite yad jayato Vishnu. In Satya Yuga, they could simply meditate on Vishnu. Treta yam yadato mukai. In Treta Yuga, they could do yajna for Vishnu. Then, Dwapara Paricharyayan. And Dwapara Yuga, they could do Murti Puja to Vishnu. And Kalo Tad Hari Kirtana. In Kali Yuga, Krishna Kirtana. That okay? Yep.
Like our experience as many Christians and Muslims blaspheme Krishna.
They what?
Blaspheme.
That's their misfortune.
Can they be considered as demons or just...
One could consider them demonic.
even though we speak about God.
Anyone can, you know, make a show. But we have to see, you know, what is that? Moghasha, they're spoiling their spiritual life. There's so many, they're claiming, so many claiming to be Christians, claiming to be Muslims, claiming to be Hindus, claiming to be, and killing animals. And what are they doing? It's not such a cheap thing. Something else. Krishna, Krishna. Is that a question?
Maharajis, it's a very question. I mean, like, it's a simple question. Though you know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but still you're always in Maya. Like, you have so much, like, when you're with the devotees, you're in Krishna.
You're doing good. And when you're, yeah, that's called pretty adorable, yum, weakness of heart. Krishna criticized Arjuna also. Kshudram pretty adorable. Weakness of heart. So it's understood we're in the material world since time. So we have to do something about that weakness of heart. And that's this kirtan process, Krishna consciousness process. Abhyasa yogi yuktin by practice. Something else? Hare Krishna. Go on in. Yeah.
I just had a question about euthanasia or people.
Euthanasia.
Or who are almost dying, you know, sometimes they are put on life support. And. And they write a will saying, if I'm on life support, take off my life support, let me die. So if a doctor or somebody of the family members, they are following their will and they're taking them off their life support, are they killing them?
Mm.
Or?
No, that's quite all right.
So is it...
This life support means artificial life support. That is, the life is so-called life just being tied to a machine. What is the use? That's hardly life. So someone, actually anyone can fill out one of those forms. Doesn't cost anything, you know, whether you want to be on life support or not. Prabhupada went to speak of life support. He asked us, don't bring me to a hospital. Many times he told, whatever, don't bring me to a hospital. Yeah. If I die, that's all right. Why die over and over again? So it's no harm. It's quite all right. People are so desperate to live no matter what, you know. For what? Sense gratification? What will they get? And we only get a certain amount of time. When it's up, then all right, goodbye. Why prolong a stay here for nothing? People are so attached to their, in the bodily concept of life, that if my body is finished, then everything is finished. Somehow or other, keep the body alive. That's foolish. Najayate mriyate bhakadacha. There's no birth or death at any time for the soul. Well, why should we lament for the loss of this body?
People who were surrounded by Krishna, like Draupadi, when she lost her son, or when she knew her son or somebody close to her died, you know, she, when she cried and wailed, then, you know, does she mean now?
She's a woman. Women's business is to cry. No, even Arjun was practically overwhelmed by the death of Ashwatthama. But he remembered the transcendental situation.
Abhimanyu.
Ashwatthama is another story. He's ready to get Ashwatthama. Abhimanyu. Sorry. Thank you. So he was practically overwhelmed. Or when Krishna left the world, he was totally overwhelmed. But he recalled Krishna's instructions. So, dhiras tatra namuyati. But all right, we may be, naturally we'll be affected, but we have to carry on. Not tvam shokitamarasi, what good would they even, we say, no use crying over spilt milk. The body's going to be finished. What is that in Bhagavad Gita? Just reading this moment. No, a little later. Yeah, avyakto yamachintya tasmadevam viditvainam. Since the soul is invisible, inconceivable, and so on, why should you grieve for the body? Atachainam nitya jatam nityam va manisemitam. Tatapi tvam mahabaho nainam. Even if you think that there's nothing else but the body and that life is just coming from the combination of material, still you have nothing to lament for. Jatasyihi dhruvo mutyur. Dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. Tasmad aparihariyate. Not to for one who's born, birth is certain, death is certain. So why should you lament? It's just the course of things. That's what happens. Anyone who's born is going to die. But why lament for that? That's nature. Avyakta adini bhutani avyakta madhyani paratha avyakta nidanani eva tatraka paridevana. We're unmanifest, then we're manifest, then we're unmanifest. Just the way it is. A dhiras tatra namuyati, a sober person, Krishna says, will not be bewildered, not be overwhelmed by these things. Dehi nityam abhadyoyam dehe sarvasya. The soul can never be killed. So what are we lamenting over? It's the appearance of death. But not actually that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Mm. It's sleeping similar to death?
Hmm? Something similar to that.
Is it? It's sleeping similar to death?
I'm sorry.
It's sleeping.
Sleeping similar to death?
So
yeah,
death.
It is.
How?
Practically speaking. Someplace it's called the little death.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping. Yeah, you go to sleep and you wake up in another body. Something.
On the other side of this situation we were talking before, about life support, should we see the situation when a person has had an accident or something and she's just suffering?
Okay, could we please do a cell phone check, those, everyone else? Make sure your cell phone is tame.
You know, when an animal or a person is just in pain and just suffering, should be proper for doctors or family members?
Should you?
Proper, correct. Should, could be correct for...
En español, ¿qué?
Okay, cuando una persona está sufriendo,
sí,
porque su cerebro está muerto,
sí,
y solamente su cuerpo está vivo,
sí,
¿es correcto si el médico o su familia pueden desconectar los aparatos?
Sí, sí, esto
puede
es
morir?
Esto fue su pregunta. That when someone is in a coma and is just being kept alive with a machine, is it all right to disconnect the machine? Yes, you can do that.
Okay. Should we apply the same criteria to animals?
Why put an animal on a machine to begin with?
What sometimes an animal is just suffering.
Animals?
So his question is, if anybody is suffering,
should you kill him?
Everyone is suffering. We'll kill the whole world. Put us all out of our misery.
Well, Maharaj, there was a case in Colorado actually just a few months ago where the court decided that on the parents decided against chemotherapy for the boy, and they actually left the state. The police went and got him and ordered by the court to undergo chemotherapy, 12-year-old boy.
Mm.
And the parents are still dead set against it because they don't believe it's working. But the medical profession decided with the courts that this is what this boy needs.
But if he's within the womb, then you can kill him at once.
Absolutely. It doesn't make sense.
Because they're making it up as they go along.
That's right.
But when we're talking about death, like being like sleeping, isn't there a lot more to it with the Yamadutas and you have to go to...
You can see Yamadutas when you're asleep, too.
Yeah.
The Yamadutas don't approach everyone, just those who are sinful.
Well, how sinful are they?
That we have to take up with them. The Yamadutas are not for the devotees. Yamraj has instructed his messengers, stay away from the Tilak people.
So devotees would have to be initiated, right?
No, initiated, not initiated, but someone who's devoted to Krishna, he's not sinful. Yamraj isn't in charge of everyone. He's like the chief of police. You know, the police aren't after everyone. They're after the outlaws. But a lot of outlaws these days.
What if you're not a full-fledged devotee? Like, you're trying...
Well, if you're not a full-fledged devotee, then it's a good idea to become a full-fledged devotee. That's our idea. Why be half-fledged?
If you're trying, if you're in the process. But
yeah, we should be in the process. That will... A devotee is a person who's in the process. Doesn't mean that we have to have attained the perfect stage, but if we're in the process, that's good. Is that okay?
Is it true that some elevated devotees, they see like Radharani approaching them at the time of death and welcoming them? Or
I really don't know.
Or some people see Tulsi Devi.
See?
They see Tulsi Devi Maharani coming and helping.
I really don't know who people see at the time of death.
Because they don't come.
Yeah, we usually don't get the report. Dhruva Maharaj saw the Vishnu Dutas. They came for him personally.
It'd be so nice if everybody can see. They won't be sad to die at all. They'll just be so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely worth the price of admission, as they say. Yeah, why should we want to see the Yamadutas? What you think of Krishna, that's the summary, that what you think of during your life, that's what you'll see at your death. You've thought of all rubbish, then at the time of death you'll have rubbish consciousness. And you know, what does rubbish attract? But if our consciousness is Krishna consciousness, then that will attract Krishna.
Is it important about the years of service? So, say,
excuse me.
Say, compared to you, like you always from your childhood or even your youth, you've been doing devotional service. Say, if I realize at the age of 50 that I really miss Krishna and I think of him a lot,
whenever, it's never too late. Of course, it's a great fortune if someone from the very beginning of life can be trained to think of Krishna. And that's a very great fortune in life. Those who are parents can train their children so that from the very beginning they're chanting and hearing and thinking of Krishna.
I guess my question is there any fast
There was just some child. Someone know that?
Sixth canto, it says.
No. In ISKCON. Just a couple of weeks ago. Where was I? Oh. Trying to think where I was and where I was before that. Give me a moment. Okay. I moved around too much, so I can't remember where I was. Do you remember where we were when that child had died?
Child died?
Yeah. Chicago. Chicago Temple.
Yeah, Krishna Das was his name. He was 4-year-old.
4-year-old child. And they knew he had some medical cancer, some rare thing. And so it was expected that he would die. Parents were devotees. But the child was like, I forget the story, but he was...
It seems he said, I want to go home. And
his mother
said, you're still at home. Why are you saying, I want to go home? He said, I want to go home back to Godhead.
Back to Godhead. Uh-huh. 4-year-old child. That he wasn't, oh, why do I have to die? This. No, I want to go back home. You're home. No, I want to go back home. So, such a fortunate child. So, if we can be fortunate from the very beginning of life, that's the duty of the parents, to see that their child, namochiyet yasamupechu mrityum, the child should not have to come back to this material birth and death. Otherwise, why should one become a father or a mother just to have a child who to play with? You know, you can have a doll, they're cheaper. But having children means responsibility. So what is that responsibility? To save the person under our charge from the clutches of birth and death. Guru nasasya, janani nasasya, pitam nasasya. Bhagavatam has said, no one should become a father, no one should become a mother, no one should become husband, no one should become guru, no one should become king. Unless he can save the person under his charge from the clutches of birth and death. Namochiyaya samupajimatyum. That's the duty. Not simply to enjoy family life. It's duty. How to save the person from the clutches of birth and death. That's the project. People don't know. Mate vidu swartikatim hivish. People don't know the goal of life. Durashaya ye bahirartamani. They're simply interested in some external thing. But the real business of life is getting free from material existence and going back to God. Well, for that we should be serious. Okay. Shall we stop here? Any other questions? Stop. Go. A little more kirtan?
Is there art?
A little more kirtan. Are you going to lead a little more kirtan?
No.
Yeah, Sachin Rani. No.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
go, Premanandi.
Jai Om Vishnu Prad, Sanaman Supri Prad, Jarja Shkoti, Sati, Sivakti Vidanta Shami Raj, Guva, Ki, Jai. Adanta Koti, Vaishnu Prindaki, Jai. Nama, Charja, Shri Hari Das, Thakur, Ki, Jai. Jai, Shkoho, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya. Prabho Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vashari, Gaur, Bhakta, Ki, Jai. Sri Sri Radha, Krishna, Gokubina, Sham Kunradha, Kunigiri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Tham ki jai, Navadip Tham ki jai, Jagannath Puri ki jai, Gangamai ki jai, Jamanamai ki jai, Usi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakti Brahma ki jai, all glory.